City Council meeting for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Houston Britt, Oasis Church. Thank you, Pastor. Followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
All right. Let's pray together, everybody. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We gather before you today, asking for your holy and perfect will to be done. Lord, we bow down before you, and I pray for your leadership and guidance, Lord, among this council and among this city. Lord, help everything that we do tonight glorify you. And Lord, we love you, and we want to give you all the praise. Lord, help us all live for you, and we thank you for your awesome Son, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Thank you, Pastor. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of the regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 1-6-26, we'll move those forward. I'm sorry. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? We'll let y'all do y'all's announcement in person. How's that?
Yeah.
Y'all want to do it now?
Yes, sure.
Ma'am, please come to the microphone and state your name and address. Thank you.
The Garden Club, P.O. Box, no. Would the Garden Club ladies please stand? We have one event each year to raise money to support all the different attributes of the city of Orange Beach. And this year it is correlating with the city's 250, America's 250, and it's called Red, White, and Bloom. And so we are going to be recognizing the history of the United States as well as our locals for encouraging them for patriotism as well as carrying over our tree theme that we'll talk about more with Woody. But if you do not have your tickets for next week's event, please see one of these ladies after the meeting or between the two meetings to get your tickets. They are $35. And if you don't know what game day is, about 300 people show up to play games, buy raffle tickets. We've got spectacular raffle prizes this year, everything from a Roomba to a Health Actions t-shirt. I mean, you name it, we got it. So come, enjoy yourself, play games, have a great salad lunch. All the ladies of the Garden Club makes the salads, so we'll have some 50 varieties of salads, and will be served at lunch, and then we'll do the raffles. So did I leave out anything about Red, White, and Bloom? Okay. We appreciate the time, and we appreciate the city, and we will. The money that we raise goes directly back to the city, just in case you might have forgotten. We donate money. We did $1,000 last year to the Wildlife Center, and as you know, as public servants, some of our funds go and are not earmarked, therefore they can use it for what they need and not what it's earmarked for. So the Wildlife Center, the Benevolent Fund at the police, fire, we do the library's pollinator garden. We put flowers in at the elementary school. We put up scarecrows at the community garden. We pay for, we donated to Wind and Water. We are actually the public information, the dissemination of public information about the ADEM grant that the city got for making permeable parking lots. We have You name it, we've been involved. We actually donated to the First Presbyterian Church. We donate food each month, cans each month, to make sure we are feeding those that are in need. So the Garden Club gives back in places that beautify our community, encourage environmental conservation, and create community. And that's the reason the Garden Club has been able to sustain Garden Game Day for 38 years we've been doing Game Day. So we appreciate the city, and let's all play games next week and make some money to donate back to all the areas of our city that needs assistance. Oh, I did miss the scholarships. We give two scholarships a year. Yeah. We give two scholarships a year to our children in Orange Beach, so graduating from Orange Beach, in the arts and in some type of forestry agricultural majors.
And what's the date again?
It is February the 11th at the Orange Beach Event Center.
Yes, ma'am.
The doors open at 9:30 sharp, and we start at 10 o'clock with cookies and coffee.
Great.
Miss Virginia, are you doing steak salad? No?
Yeah.
Please. Okay.
I have tasted those salads, and I give a thumbs up on every one of them.
Absolutely. As Miss Linda said, if you forgot your $35 for tonight to buy your ticket, you can go to the Orange Beach Library or the Emporium.
After tonight.
Yes.
We got to vote on that.
In case you don't have your $35.
That's correct. Yeah. Of course you do. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you will.
Thank y'all. Any other announcements? Let's see, when's Seafood Festival?
End of February 27th, I think.
February 28th. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Anything else you can think of? Nothing else?
We have the Festival of Arts that can make it in March.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mardi Gras. Busy Mardi spring.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
All right, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
All right, we have two presentations, and I'm going to let Ms. Everly present them.
All right, the first one is a proclamation for Arbor Day. This one's pretty short. The mayor, the city council, and the citizens of the city of Orange Beach recognize the significance of the planting of trees in the city of Orange Beach, and whereas the history of our city, indeed the very name of our city, is associated with the orange tree, and whereas we in Orange Beach, Alabama, recognize the National Arbor Day Foundation, helps to promote the planting of trees in Orange Beach. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that February 28th, 2026 is Arbor Day in the city of Orange Beach. And we have Woody to accept it. Yes.
You can.
Yeah, the floor is yours, Woody.
How quick is quick?
Real quick. All right, so Arbor Day, again this year, we've got hardwood trees, live oaks, hickories, magnolias. We've got citrus trees this year again because it was a big hit last year and we ran out pretty quick. So bringing it back this year, it'll be from 8 to 11, Saturday, February 28th. So before you go to the Seafood Fest, stop by, grab you some trees. This year, the Garden Club has taken a larger role, and I'm going to let Yo talk a little bit about that.
So we're excited to participate again this year with the Arbor Day with our volunteers. Miss Linda Tucker has been our chair for a number of years. I started to say decades, but a long time. and we so appreciate her. With that, this year we're going to have refreshments for the entire family. We want our children to be involved in planning. So we are going to have a craft for the children that is related to trees. We will have stickers, tattoos, bookmarks. We will be announcing our Woodsy Owl, Smokey the Bear poster and coloring contest that we'll have later in the year. We want our children to be involved and understand the importance of trees. And the national theme folds right into the 250 for the city. The national theme this year is honoring America's roots, and the Garden Club will obviously be there in our red, white, and blue. So we're very excited about rumors that we're hearing as well.
Yeah, that's right. Unconfirmed, but rumors that Smokey the Bear might make an appearance.
Now, are these trees free?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I guess you come over and plant them as well?
I'm not digging the hole, no, sir.
Good try, Jack.
I'll load them in your car all day long. But
all right.
And get your information on how to plant from the Garden Club.
There you go.
So the Garden Club would like to make a donation tonight so that Woody can keep increasing the number of citrus trees in Orange Beach. And Woody, we appreciate everything you do. And we'll take a picture after this meeting.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Yo. Thank you, Woody.
All right, there is one more proclamation. This was a little longer, so I'm only going to do the highlights. It's a proclamation about whereas cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death worldwide, and whereas straightforward community-based solutions such as CPR and AED education, public access to defibrillators, and cardiac emergency response plans in schools, workplaces, and public spaces can save lives and strengthen community readiness. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that February 2026 is American Heart Month. In the city of Orange Beach, Alabama, all residents are encouraged to learn CPR, promote awareness of cardiac arrest and emergency response, and join in the effort, ensuring that every person everywhere is prepared to act in a cardiac emergency. And I believe, is Aquilin Kennedy here too? All right, accept the proclamation. And if you want to say a few words, you're welcome to. But and then if you want to take a picture.
Yeah, let's do that and get Woody and Yo and the whole entourage, if you'd like. We'll get it all done out now.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Greetings, everyone. I am here. I'm a survivor, three-time survivor. Stroke and heart attack, I know. And the American Heart Association has been amazing. They work tirelessly. We just celebrated 100 years a couple of years ago with research and everything of that nature. But we want everyone to know that heart attack is the number one killer of women. So women across Orange Beach and America, thank you for acknowledging this. And we appreciate this. And this is my person here with the American Heart Association.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm the development director for the Art for Heart Gala in Orange Beach, and just want to make sure everybody puts it on their calendar for the gala this upcoming year. It's April 18th at the Orange Beach Event Center, and it'll be our first ever after party this year where we'll have the Tip Tops band playing afterwards. So fun and exciting things, and getting to celebrate all the hard work that this community has put forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Do y'all need a picture?
Yeah.
Y'all want a picture?
Okay.
I want a picture?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You want us up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, we love it.
Okay.
Let's get one. I don't know who's first.
I'm glad you're here too. Let's just fix it.
They look like an innocent bunch, but don't mess with a garden club. We make a lot over CPR, a lot over AED, and something I've come across, I think everyone has seen the commercial I'm seeing for Vaculock for choking. And we're purchasing and hopefully going to have one in every city vehicle that we have because they work. And an infant or some a toddler choking is very difficult to deal with. Mm-hmm. And this thing, piece of cake. So I would say anybody and everybody ought to order one and have one in your car or in your home.
Yes.
They're about $50, I think, maybe a little less. But
Mayor, did you say
it will save lives? Do what?
The Vaculocks?
Vaculock, yeah. Yeah, they do save lives. So, Ray, am I?
That's it.
Ready to go ahead?
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving to unfinished business. I'm sorry, new business, miscellaneous approval, special retail, liquor license application, Perdido Hotel Partners, Perdido Beach Resort.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution appointing David Trent Johnson as police chief of the city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All right. If it's okay, I'm going to read Mr. Johnson's bio.
Did you write that?
Who wrote this? If there's any opposition, speak now or forever hold your peace, right? All right. Trent began his law enforcement career in 2002 as a corrections officer in North Alabama, where he worked his way up to the ranks of corporal. 2006, he and his family relocated to Orange Beach, where he started his tenure at the Orange Beach Police Department as a corrections officer. His aspirations grew. He attended the Mobile Police Academy in 2010, graduating at the top of his class. He worked as a patrolman for several years until he had the opportunity to transfer to the Investigation Division. 2017, he became the Investigative Sergeant. He was then promoted to Investigative Lieutenant in 2020. In 2022, he participated in the National Command and Staff College, where he graduated at the top of his class. Not only has he been fortunate in his professional career, but he's also been lucky enough to meet his wife, Ashley, and have three boys. 2024, he had the opportunity to serve as lieutenant, support services for a year. Over the past 5 months, he has had the opportunity to act as interim police chief, where he hopes to continue working with the good men and the good women of the Orange Beach Police Department to create positive relationships through our community, community engagement, and a human-focused approach to law enforcement. So, all right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Congratulations, Trent. You're the first chief that's ever wanted to speak. So
maybe that's a sign. Maybe it's a good thing.
New ground. So,
thank you. This time spent as an interim has shown me that being effective in this role is not something that can be done alone. First and foremost, I must acknowledge and thank God for his strength when I am weak, his assurances when I doubt, his wisdom when I feel lost, and his mercy and grace when I fail. To my family, Ashley, Rosalind, Kate, Gideon, Killian, and Garen, Thank you for your unconditional love and support, but above all else, your patience while stepping into this role. To the mayor and council, thank you for your support and the honor of being given this responsibility. To Ford, Renee, and Michelle, thank you for your guidance through the various city processes and procedures that have made this a smooth transition. Jamie, thank you for your counsel, pun intended. Thank you, I got a laugh, okay. To the men and women of our department, thank you for your support, your trust, your different viewpoints, your understanding, and your willingness to do this job. Thank you for everything that gives us our identity as a department. To the Orange Beach community, as we move forward in support and furtherance of the city's mission to enrich the quality of life for our residents and guests, we will do so with our mission of creating positive relationships, community engagement, and a human-focused approach to law enforcement. Thank you all for this opportunity. Let's go to work.
Thank you, Trent. Miss Ashley, thank you for being there beside with you. We appreciate you very much. All right. Resolution, we finished that, didn't we? Resolution authorizing the purchase of 4 vehicles for the police department, state bid, $180,800.66.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of ammunition for the police department through state bid for Precision Delta Corp, $31,844.65.
Move.
Adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase cardiac monitors, defibrillators, fire department, Zoll Medical Corporation, $122,904.74.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 2 Lucas chest compression systems for the fire department, $39,879.92.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the fire department, state bid, $65,010.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 utility vehicles, Sportsplex, $48,886.98.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the surplus and trade in 24 golf carts owned by the City of Orange Beach, authorizing the purchase of 28 golf carts for the golf center, $150,544.18 after trade-in.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a supplemental task order, Thompson Engineering, Construction, Inspection, Administration Services for Canal Road Multi-Use Trail Connectivity Projects, $69,883.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, authorizing the mayor, city clerk, to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. A lot of that equipment will be donated and given to smaller cities that are not quite as blessed as we are. So, motion carries. Resolution authorized execution of a license agreement with the Raptor Med Medical Record Software, Orange Beach Wildlife Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement, Motorola Solutions, Maintenance Support Motorola Software for the Police Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of Amendment 1, Cooperative Service Agreement, U.S. Department of Agriculture, to supplement Nuisance Wildlife Control Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, so does that mean that I have somebody come get some raccoons I'm having problems with?
Exactly what it means.
Coyotes.
This is coyotes. Exactly.
Let's don't talk about chickens. There's no chickens in Orange Beach. That's a myth, an urban
myth.
That's
a myth.
It's like the leprechaun over in Mobile.
That's a myth.
All right.
If that's the case, then.
Yep. But if you got raccoons, we'll come get them. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Los of Tennessee to provide professional design services for the Orange Beach Aquatic Center renovation project, $781,700. Y'all know what it is.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Sally Wyrick for water aerobics instruction at the Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of service agreement. Cone Incorporated Elevator Maintenance, Coastal Resources Office.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the wharf. Sponsored a 2026 Independence Day street party in the event of $25,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I did have a question, Mayor.
It's too late.
It's a public.
No, you missed your opportunity, man. You got to gear up, bro.
I make a motion. No more discussion. Okay. Yes, it does serve a public purpose.
All right. Well, you're new. It's okay. We'll give you.
Let go.
Thank you, guys. That close.
No.
That $25,000, that's for fireworks and things like that. How many people attended last year when we had our Christmas thing?
We had their counters between 8,000 and 9,000 for the Christmas tree, and for New Year's was around 18,000.
Wow.
And 4th of July, and this will be even bigger,
yeah,
I believe.
Yes. And their calculator is pretty accurate. But if you looked at, if you remember the Christmas tree lighting, if you looked at the parking lots, it was essentially what you would see at a full concert. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty accurate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. That was your one mulligan, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we vote?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did?
Yes.
All right.
We did.
Resolution authorizing the use of Orange Beach Public Library to support the Orange Beach Garden Club's 38th annual game day and salad luncheons event.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do you hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned, and now we will move to Committee of the Whole. So, Committee of the Whole, y'all want to leave? Y'all go ahead, guys.
That was an aggressive group.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad they came. Y'all take your time now. All right, Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, February 3rd, 26th is called to order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Consideration of previous minutes, regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole of 1-2026 will be moved forward for review. Okay, miscellaneous, discuss school board appointment. I think we left it with 2 weeks of reflection upon the recommendation of school board recommending 5 applicants for us to interview and then choose. That's where we left it. Are y'all good with that, or do y'all thoughts? We got to get something done pretty, at some point.
Is this the same 5 they've already recommended, or 3? Okay, so I'm very interested in looking at the new five.
Yeah, I am too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we start all over with the recommendation. We start all over.
And move forward.
Yeah. So very well could be some of the same ones.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Maybe.
Will there be a chance for us to have any input as far as changing the five?
And that would be whether you vote yes or vote no for that appointment.
Okay. All right. If we're good, then that's what we'll do.
Yep.
Moving to resolutions. Resolution awarding the annual bid for roll-off container services. Resolution awarding the annual bid for dumpster services. Awarding the bid for three UTVs for the fire department. Awarding the bid for flashover simulator for the fire department. Amending the rental agreement and fee schedule for the Orange Beach Senior Center located at 26251 Canal Road. Resolution authorizing the purchase of vehicle of the fire department through state bid, Stivers Ford Lincoln, $58,999. Resolution authorizing sole source purchase of diffuser sleeves from Parkson Corporation Utilities Department, $37,896. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the Sportsplex, state bid, Stivers Ford, $48,724. Any questions on any of that? I think all of that's budgeted.
Budgeted.
All budgeted.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving to ordinance. Ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 5, Division 4, Section 2-250 of the Code of Ordinance for the City of Orange Beach to update the Board of Zoning Adjustment Appeals process.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, what will be updated?
Yeah.
Not anything interesting to say. So last year, the state legislature modified the law to clarify the appeals process. Previously, it said that appeals were filed with the Board of Adjustments, and the Board of Adjustments then had to, in some unknown way, get that filed with the Circuit Court. They've now clarified that to say that an appellant will give notice to the Board of Adjustments within 15 days, and then thereafter has 45 days to file themselves with the Circuit Court. So we're just amending our ordinances to follow that language so that we're not in conflict with state law.
Everybody good with that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Anybody got comments, questions, anything they'd like to add? Okay. If not, I'll entertain a motion to resign. Not resign.
Thank you.
Hey, I had a second.
Yeah, Freudian slip, I guess. I don't know. Well, if you say it, I guess you got to do it, right?
You didn't have a motion to accept. You just seconded it. I want to make sure I got it in. This Robert's Rules of Order, you're going to have to get that down. You have to have a motion to accept the resignation.
That's
a second.
That's a vote.
Oh, thank you for standing straight.
Motion to adjourn?
Man, I am just confused at what friends and enemies
you didn't
are.
Hear him.
I know.
He just went off and threw a second. You didn't even get it out of your mouth.
He was waiting for an opportunity. All right, well, I don't think I'm resigning, but anyway.
That's right.
All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.